Thank you for calling Local Flash. This is Stephanie. How can I help?
Hi, Stephanie. I needed to cancel my subscription.
Hi, I'm sorry to hear about that. Can you provide me with your first and last name for me to pull up the account?
Sure. Claude Fierro, C-L-A-U-D-E, and last name is F-I-E-R-R-O.
Thank you so much. And can you also provide me with a phone number associated to the account?
520-752-2010.
Thank you. Please allow me a moment. And I'm sorry, Claude, if you can spell your last name for me once again.
F as in Frank, I-E-R-R-O.
Thank you so much for that. And just to make sure I got it right, first name is called C-L-A-U-D-E. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So I tried to pull up the account using your name as well as the phone number that you provided, which just to confirm is 520-752-1810, right?
No. It's 520. 752-2010.
I apologize about that. Let me pull it up using that number. Please allow me a moment. So that's 520-752-1820.
2010.
I'm sorry,
the
if you can repeat
four,
the whole number. Uh-huh.
The last four are 2010.
So that's 520-752-2010.
Correct.
Thank you so much. All right, and I now have the account pulled up. I apologize about that, Claude. Let me just go ahead and check on the account here. Please allow me a moment.
Thanks.
Thank you. And while I am checking, if you don't mind, may I know the reason why you wanted to cancel?
Yeah, we're stopping operations here in Arizona because we took on a big job in California, so we'll be tied up for at least a year.
Got it. Right, let's see here. And is it going to be the same business that you're going to be running in California?
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's not handyman. Here we're handyman. In California, we're general contractors.
Got it. Got it. All right. Let me just... All right. Thank you so much for waiting on the line, Claude. I apologize about that. So, by the way, before we proceed with the discontinuation of the service, I just want to go a quick account overview. So technically, we have been having local SEO optimized and had website running as well for the business. And so far, we've been gaining leads, and there has been a total of 29 leads all throughout. And then for the Google Business Profile so far, in the past 6 months, we've had views, 576 views on your Google Business Profile, 281 of those requested directions and visited the website. And then also we have been making posts to the Google Business Profile, which has been causing traffic and is resulting to gaining visibility. Now, in regards to the services or your business, Claude, most especially with your Google listing being established already, we would highly suggest we can update your service area instead, as well as your services. So that way we'd still be able to use the same Google Business Profile. At the same time, we just need to update the business information so that we get to continue with optimizing your business in California.
We're going to be tied up right now for at least a year and a half. So we're not going to need it right now. Thank you, though.
Got it. Definitely understand. We can actually go ahead and place a pause on the account or the listing instead. We can have it paused for at least 2 months. And then, at least a week before the second month, you will be notified before it gets resumed or reinstated. And then you can always get back with us should there be a need to continue.
Well,
with...
the problem is that we're shutting down operations here because I'm actually going to California. So I won't have anyone in Arizona.
That's
the problem. That's why we need to just turn it off.
I understand. Definitely get you on that. Now, we do have your website running, though, and website actually is very important, most especially for businesses. This is actually what's serving as your storefront online. I would suggest we go ahead and continue with running your website still, so that you would still have an established website whenever people get to look up for your business.
I'll reach out to you guys when I'm ready. Thank you, though.
All right. Please allow me a moment.
Thanks.
All right. Hello, Claude.
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, I do see that you recently made a payment. What we would highly suggest, and that way you'd still be able to get the most of what you have paid for. Although I understand you mentioned you're going to be caught up for the whole, until the next year. But,
yes.
We highly suggest to consume the, payment. That you recently made, that way you'd still be able to get the most of what you've paid for. And then I can follow up with you at least 3 days before the next billing so that we can push through with a discontinuation of the services.
This one's fine. We'll run it till this month because I'm still here, but April 1st, I'm going to be in LA already. So I don't want it to go in through for April.
Got it. So I can actually call you before this month ends instead so that we can discuss further probably on the 30.
But
the
we
30th
can't.
Of
no, what I want to do is just, I don't want the next one to go through. I want to cancel it now. This month is fine. I don't want the next month to go through because then I'm going to be in the same boat. So
exactly.
I want to make sure April cancels.
Right. So that's why I'm going to go ahead and schedule a call with you on the 30th of this month so that we can proceed with discontinuation of the services.
Okay, but what if the 30th comes and we don't talk, then you're going to charge me for April, and I can't have that because it doesn't make sense for me to pay for a service I'm not going to be using.
Oh, no, rest assured you will not be charged of anything until we get to speak and agree on discontinuing the services. So your account by then,
I'm charged for April, I'm gonna file a claim with Amex that charges it, that you guys charge Amex, and I'm gonna file a dispute. Because we've already talked and I'm already telling you, I don't wanna pay from April 1st on.
Right.
So I just
wanna
make sure that's clear.
Definitely, Claude, definitely.
Because I know what's going to happen, and I'd be willing to bet money you're going to charge me for April, and then I'm going to have to call, and we're going to have this discussion again, and you're going to have to pull your records and your recording of me telling you, don't charge me for April. I already know what's going to happen.
I definitely understand where you're coming from, Claude, but rest assured, will not be charged of anything. As I have mentioned, I'll make sure to reach out or to get in touch with you before this month ends. That will be on the 30th of March. That's on Monday. I'll reach out to you, and then if we don't get to speak at all, then I'm going to guarantee you won't be charged of anything, as we will be placing your account on pause. So once again, you're not going to be charged.
Pause is going to be only for 2 months, you said.
It is not going to be for 2 months. We'll definitely continue to reach out to you so that we can proceed with discontinuing your services with us. Once again, your account will only be on pause if and only if we don't get to speak with you before your next billing, which is the 7th of April. That's why
okay.
I am notifying you that I'll be giving you a call on the 30th of April so that we can proceed with discontinuing your services.
Perfect.
All right. So I'll have it scheduled for the 30th of April for me to give you, or 30th of March this month.
March.
That's a Monday, right? And then we can proceed with a discontinuation. For now, we will definitely continue with doing the services as what you have paid for.
Yeah. And then what time on the 30th do we want to talk?
All right. So that would, of course, what time would you be available?
Anytime. I have a, let's see, let's do 1 p.m. Arizona time.
1 p.m. Arizona time.
That's MST, Mountain Standard.
Uh-huh. So
where are
I
you?
Sure can. We're actually based in California, and I sure can call you at 1 p.m. Arizona time on the 30th of this month.
That'll be your noon time. That's good?
Noon time. That is correct.
Perfect. And what was your name?
Stephanie.
Perfect. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you so much as well for your time today. Claude, should you come up with any other questions or anything else, please know you can always call us back, okay?
Thanks. Take care.
All right. Thank you. You take care, too. Bye-bye now.